Welcome to tonight's service. Just a couple of announcements. We are not going to have the meditative service on Labor Day and Memorial Day, so we'll remind you as we get closer to a Memorial Day so that you don't show up to the doors being locked. But let's go ahead and start in prayer. Father God, just thank you for this time that we have every Monday night to just come here, get quiet, settle in, and see what you have for each one of us. I pray, Lord, that each person here has a personal experience with you this evening, something that you have that's just for them, that they need to be quiet, get quiet, be with you, and just listen. And Lord, I pray that they are spoken to through the music, through the message, and through the silence. In your Son's name, amen. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me, showing your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame, for you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. Allow God to direct you to a word or a phrase from the second reading of the text. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. During the silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the prayer bench to receive prayer for you or another. For those wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you're welcome to do that as you come forward to light a candle or as you exit the worship center. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to me cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. our final reading. Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. When I am in distress, I call to you because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord, my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O God. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength on behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. And that came from Psalm 86. So if we were to Google places to visit in a valley, Fodors, who is the authority on travel planning, it lists the Hudson Valley, actually, as one of their top 25 places to visit. Right up there with Norway, Barbados, and Paris. And I don't know about you, but since with the COVID travel ban, I'm up for any of those. So I'm really good right now. So this valley is described here is relaxing, world-class cuisine, outdoor adventures of hiking and skiing, historic places to visit, charm, and this vibrant art scene. So that would be the Hudson Valley. So how we long to visit just such a place when our life's journey has us visiting what we call the Valley of Wait instead. So our stop in this Valley of Wait, at times it's just this minor pit stop on our travel itinerary. These times, they can be frustrating, and they can test our patience, possibly cause us to be less than who we are if we aren't careful. But we know there's going to be an end to the waiting. Then there are those times in our life when our travels, where we have these extended stays in that valley of wait. And sometimes it feels like we're taking up permanent residence there. Times such as when you're waiting on medical tests to see what's next, and sometimes it's again and again. Or you're waiting on physical healing, and you're dealing with setbacks. You're waiting to see what's going to happen in a relationship, whether it's with a significant other, our children, other family members, maybe our friends, only to think that we've got it all figured out, and then we find another obstacle that we have to face. Waiting for our kids to make healthier choices that shift them from their path of destruction and suffering. Waiting to be free from the chains of depression. Waiting to get that dream job, or maybe it's a replacement job. Waiting to emotionally and spiritually heal from something that we know has affected us. And then going through round two and round three and round four as we keep peeling back the layers. Waiting to find our purpose and our passion in life. Waiting for grief to subside, wondering if there's ever going to be a time when it isn't so heavy. Waiting for answers that we so desperately want. Waiting for their COVID world to release us to reconnect with others. Lots of time in this valley of wait. And most of us understand that there's going to be times in the valley, but we want answers. And we want all that feelings and all those feelings that are getting stirred up while we're in that wait period to just go away. And we don't want them to go away now. We really wanted them to go away yesterday or last week or last year. We want Google Maps to just get us from here to there, through that valley, telling us exactly which turns to make and when and how long this trip is going to be. And what are we going to face as we cross through that valley? Before we even head out on the journey, we'd like all those answers. And we try our hardest to fit our journey into this nice, neat travel itinerary, not expecting detours or delays or understanding how to even deal with them when they do show up. We plan for a one-night stay, and instead we find that it's a week-long extended stay or a longer-term lease instead. Definitely not what we anticipated that journey to be. So while we're in this period of waiting, lots of questions are hanging out with us. Why am I faced with this situation? When is this ever going to end? How much longer can I take living like this or dealing with this? Why me? Why now? Why still? Is God really with me? Where is God in all this? Seems kind of silent. Seems far away. Is my faith strong enough to get me through? Will I get answers someday? What do we do when things don't go as we want, in the time frame that we want, and we are left to wait? What's the purpose of this valley of wait? What does God want us to do and learn while we're in this valley? It's in these situations and difficult seasons of life that we need to remember the truth of today's verses, is that we're not alone. During our times in the valley, whether it's a quick trip or an extended stay, God is there even when he seems far away. He guides us, he protects us, he comforts us. Jesus is waiting for us to bring him all those many emotions that are swirling in our deepest being. He wants us just to literally download whatever's going on inside us and in our heart to his. We may be frustrated, we may feel angry or hurt, discouraged, confused, overwhelmed, anxious, rejected, helpless, isolated, and tired. And he can handle anything that we bring to him. His greatest desire is to love and to comfort us, especially in those spaces. He is waiting for us to come to him, to be still, and to find rest in his presence, and experience a peace that surrounds us even and especially during those seasons in the valley. But we must come to him and seek that time with him. As our soul waits in the valley, God wants us to know that he has a plan and a purpose for our being there. He wants us to trust him and not to lean on our understanding. He's our guide, and we are to surrender to his leading and to his timing. We're to step out in faith and lean on him, knowing that as we look back over our many seasons of life, that God's hands were always on the steering wheel. He had our destination with all its twists and its turns planned out well before our beginning. And through these peaks and valleys along the way, the all things good plan will prevail. So as I look back, my healing and deeper spiritual journey, it's actually been 8 years now. And as I look back over those 8 years, there was one experience in particular for me that came to mind where I spent time in the Valley of Wait. And it was when I was longing to visually be in Jesus' presence. So the inner healing model that that I use and have been introduced to, it suggests that I be able to be with Jesus before we do like deep wound work. And healing, of course, happens all along the way through this process, even before that you can actually visually be in his presence. But there's this deeper work that is to be done where Jesus' presence and healing touch is paramount. And for the long, long, long time, that ability for me to physically be with Jesus completely eluded me. I knew what needed to happen, yet I couldn't do it. In the very beginning, literally Jesus would vanish from my sight when I attempted to be in his presence. It had something to do with not being able to trust him or God further than I could throw them. And they considered them males. So he would just vanish, wouldn't be there. I couldn't settle down enough to feel his presence, much less visualize it. I'd try, my thoughts would take over. My mind would wander. I'd see this wall of black nothingness. No matter how hard and how often I tried, nothing. So God had a plan, though, and he always does. He knew, like I said, I didn't trust him. And he started out helping me become more aware of him through what I would call God sightings. He used nature. He used words to music. Especially the song that you sang tonight was one of them he used, as ways to help me become more aware of him. He used very intuitive people that he brought alongside me that helped me learn how to feel his presence. He spoke to me through these other avenues first. And then as I began to be able to be still and know him, then I could be at peace than I could hear him when he spoke to me. I could feel his nudgings, and I knew they came from him. And it was very good. Yet I was still missing out on this like visual presence that I needed. I know I needed to do this deeper work because I had tons of loss, tons of trauma that I knew I needed to heal from. So I would have this glimpse of him, but I couldn't sustain that presence. But it wasn't my time for that yet, as he needed to show me that I was still trying to be in control and still trying to analyze what was going wrong and still trying to perform and to do instead of just be, still trying to orchestrate my own healing instead of surrendering to his time and his plan. So he made me wait longer. He, after all, has all the time in the world, yep, to wait for me to do what he's been trying to guide me to do all along. And finally it happened. It was like 1 year and 8 months after I started trying to figure all this out of working on my healing that I could see pieces of him. He was there and I saw him. I was just so elated. I was stunned actually and in awe. And with this ability, a deeper level of healing opened up, a glimpse of what I'd been waiting for. I was even, one time, I was in a labyrinth down in Medina, and literally when I was walking in the labyrinth, I was complaining to him about how I couldn't get to safe place, and I'm literally just getting his presence, and that's all I was talking about the whole time, throwing that up at him, and literally he said, go to that covered bridge. It's the covered bridge I passed by to get to the labyrinth, and I always would sit on that bridge, and he goes, I gave that to you. Go sit on that bridge, because every time I sat there, I felt the most peaceful, calm presence come over me. He said, go over there and just journal what you're seeing, what you're hearing, what you're feeling, and capture that moment. I gifted that to you, that space for you to feel peace and calm and to meet me there. So I did. I went over to that bridge and just began experiencing him and capturing that. Took a picture of it on my phone, right, because I wanted to visually see it, and then I could enter into it from a visual to where I'm on the bench and I'm here and Jesus always sits on my left, to where I would enter into it from being there to then seeing a picture and being able to enter into it to now I just close my eyes and he's right here. But he gave me that gift. I had to get quiet enough to listen to when he's telling me, it's there, just go for it, please. And once I was open to those experiences, being able to have him meet me in other places of peace and calm, like on a rowboat or laying out in a field, all of a sudden he's entering those spaces with me. So there are rewards for our time spent in the valley of wait. Many growth edges get smoothed out as we hang out in that valley. What might we learn as we spend time waiting? Patience with ourselves and others and God. Perseverance as faith tests and prevails. Acceptance, one of our own limitations, of others being responsible for their own choices, of other people being where they are. We get to learn that control is an illusion. We think we have control, yet that type of thinking keeps us walking, alone in our walk, separated from God and not reaching out to those who are best able to help us. We learn how to lean on God and feel at peace even through the darkness. Vulnerability, opening our hearts and allowing people to see our true self and allowing them to walk alongside us on our journey. And with that, we become better able to walk with others as well. We learn how to live in the present moment because that's where God meets us. He doesn't meet us when we're living in anticipation or expectation. He meets us right here in the present moment. So we need to learn how to be in that. And in waiting, we start to learn how to do that. So as we close our time together tonight, what is God teaching each one of us in whatever current valley we're in or current time period we're in? I often ask the question, Lord, what is your invitation for me in what is happening? Anytime something's going on, it's like, Lord, what is your invitation in this? And I get quiet and I wait for him to show me or tell me. Who do we want to become during the season of wait? Right? Do we want to let it grow us closer to God? Do we want to let it help transform us from the inside out? So the words of the opening song that Carl sang, the song is actually called Just Be Held, and it's by Casting Crowns. It speaks of what it's like to be in the valley and what God wants us to do. So if you would, just close your eyes for a minute and just listen to these words. This is just a few of the paragraphs from the song. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be held. And not a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands. Lift your hands, lift your eyes, and the storm is where you'll find me. And where you are, I'll hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest in the arms of the God who won't let go. Last meditative service, that Pastor Hannah is going to actually be Pastor Hannah Tucker, right? So she's going to come back a different woman because she's now going to be Pastor Hannah Weisbrod. And it's the last time Ben back there is going to be single. There you go. So anyway, we wish the best to you guys as you get married on Saturday and have a wonderful, wonderful honeymoon and start off of your marriage. We wish the best for you. We should always end a meditative prayer service with some claps. But, all right, so as you go forth, no matter whatever your valley is, your length of valley, your short one, or you've been parked there for a while, use this time as you can to draw actually closer to God and to have him meet you there in those places where you need him most. Amen.